Hello?
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a copy of customer support. You left your number.
Yes, ma'am. I just wondered if you would, if I could leave a message to please have a supervisor contact me.
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, that's 44221.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Uh-huh. My first name is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. And the last name is just three letters. It's G-E-E.
Okay, one moment. Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 1853 Cedro, S-E-D-R-O, Street. City's Cuyahoga Falls. And 44221 is the zip code.
Okay.
I had talked with a lady earlier today, and she just couldn't offer me any help with my problems. And so I just said, well, I just need to talk to a supervisor. And she said that there was no one available at that time. That was early this morning. So so I just wanted to leave a message this time to have your supervisor contact me.
Unfortunately, we cannot do that. Hold for just a moment. So by looking at this account, it looks like you ordered our tactical bag on August the 30th. You pay for the shipping $574. We give you a $100 voucher that you can use online at our online gadget store, but the membership fee is $67.32, and your account was closed on the 6th of September, and you disputed those charges. So you will have to have your bank to contact us to verify that they will drop the dispute to get your refund back.
They did contact you, and that was back in September that they, or maybe October rather. But I don't understand what these electrical supplies have to do with a tactical bag. I just don't understand that. The bank has told me to contact you to have the charges.
In order to get your refund back, have your bank contact us.
What are they supposed to do?
Call us.
I don't know.
And we can help them.
Because I don't understand how these electrical things have anything to do with a tactical bag. I just wanted to get a small gift for my husband, and I paid the charges. I need that $67.32 back. I don't want any membership like that. I have no desire because I know nothing about anything like that. So that
have
would
your
just...
bank to contact us, ma'am.
Okay, I need you, please, if you would be so kind, just to give me all that information that I should tell my bank. I do bank with a very good bank that sorted through this mess and got back to me. But the last conversation that I had regarding it, they said that I needed to contact you. So you had, I know the money was taken out. So, okay. Anyway, go ahead and tell me what I need to do, please.
You would just have to have your bank to contact us to verify that they will drop the dispute to get your refund back.
Now, they have to
call us, ma'am. Have your bank to call us, ma'am, to verify that they will drop their dispute to get your refund back. Have your bank to contact us.
Well, I know that they closed the dispute, so I don't know if that means that it's...
Have your bank to contact us, ma'am. Okay, is there anything?
At the number that I called you here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling us support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.